a great play. Tracy Porter, the veteran, makes a big play.
Woo! You were the 40th pick in round two in 2008. Two picks before Eddie Royal. Mm-hmm. Four picks before Matt Forte. And Martellus Bennett was number 61. So you got bragging rights in that room from that 2008 draft.
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, as far as draft-wise.
I look at that uniform, and I know all about Tracy Porter. Mm-hmm. You've been a part of major plays in NFL history, the most significant of which was the pick six of Peyton Manning in Super Bowl 44. Can you tell me what was in your head for those 8.3 seconds?
Don't drop the ball.
That's it? Simple as
yeah,
that?
Yeah, just simple as that. Don't drop the ball. I mean, you have millions of people watching on television, and my mom's in the stands as well, so... And just a week before that game, I made an interception on Brett Favre to send us to the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's kind of the forgotten interception that a lot of people don't remember. But I think that one was pretty big as well to get us to that point.
Those are two of the biggest plays in NFL history.
Yeah, Saints history as well. You know, things didn't work out, happened to go, you know, move on from the Saints, but they still honored me, so to speak. They have this thing called Champion Square, and there's this huge picture of me running an interception back for a touchdown. So
we've come up with a nickname for you in the radio booth, my partner Tom Thayer. You are fourth quarter Porter. Because if you realize it or not, 10 of your 12 picks in the NFL playoffs included have been in the fourth quarter.
I'm not aware of it until now. The only fourth quarter one I remember is the Super Bowl.
Right. And,
as well as the
exactly.
NFC Championship.
And,
but just, the other eight, I do not remember.
But, you know, it goes beyond the interceptions. Mm-hmm. It's fumbles that you forced. It's
yeah.
pass breakups, as it happened against the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. These are fourth quarter plays. These are big.
I wouldn't say clutch. I know the situation. I have a feel for, you know, what's coming up. I just have a really good feel for the game and, you know, what opposing teams are liking to do in certain situations. I can't explain how or why. I can say film study, but at the end of the day, film study only goes so far. You still have to have that football instinct to make that play.
Any major obstacles to get to where you are today?
The things that my family and I, you know, we had to go through. It's just my mom, sister, brother, and myself. So we had a tough time, you know, growing up, you know, making ends meet. But we stayed together as a family. We made it work. My sister graduated. She's a nurse. My brother graduated. He works for the city of Baton Rouge. And you have me and where I am today. I graduated also. So she did a tremendous job, you know, and she was a preschool teacher. So she's done a wonderful job raising us, and her being strict, it only made us who we are today.
Do you see the beginnings here of something special with the Chicago Bears and what their plan is long term?
I've talked to the media before, and it started in Seattle, you know, once I saw the turn. Yeah, we lost the game, but you can start to see the train starting to roll in our direction, and we're hoping that can continue.